This is Philip Pearman in Amarillo, Anne Fadiman's nonfiction narrative story of the cross-cultural conflict between modern Western medicine and the Hmong family. The Lee's three-year-old daughter, Leah, has a seizure disorder, which in their language is called Khao Da Pei, which means the spirit catches you and you fall down. Fadiman uses this as the title of her book. With her first seizure, the Lee's take baby Leah to the hospital in Merced, California. They do not speak or read English. The hospital does not have an official interpreter. A hospital janitor from Laos spoke a bit of Hmong, but he was not available or not asked to translate by the physicians. Consequently, the Lees left the hospital after Leah's treatment with no understanding of what had been done nor what they were supposed to do with the medicines the residents had prescribed for their baby. They could not read the labels on the bottle. They weren't even sure the medicines weren't making things worse. Over the next few months and years, Leah would become a frequent visitor to the hospital and its clinics because of her seizures. By the age of 4, she would have had 17 admissions and over 100 clinic visits. The medical personnel caring for Leah became frustrated and then helpless or resigned to not being able to control her seizures. No one in the medical world seemed to realize that the Lees did not understand what the medicines were, what they were supposed to do, nor how and when to administer them. No medical person had gained any insight of culture and beliefs about the evil spirit origin of Leah's seizures. All the doctors and nurses were trying to provide the very best in modern medical care to a patient, a family, and a community that lacked understanding and in fact ascribed illness to a spiritual rather than a physical abnormality. Fadiman does a splendid job of ferreting out the medical records, the frustration of the medical community. Dr. Neil Ernst, an outstanding pediatrician at the hospital, documented in the clinic notes how Leah's mother declined to administer Dilantin, but would increase the phenobarbital dose, but did not use Integritol, a standard medicine for seizures. Years later, on rereading his medical notes, Ernst told Fadiman that he could not remember another case that upset him so much. His wife, Peggy Phillip, also a pediatrician, said, "I remember wanting to shake the parents so that they would understand." Twice they had Child Protective Services remove Leah from her home because the parents were not giving the medicine as prescribed. This, of course, distressed the family. Eventually, with the help of an understanding social worker, Leah left foster care and returned to her family. All the Westerners were impressed with the incredible love and care given to Leah. Unbeknownst to them, the Lees considered Leah an exceptionally blessed child. Having seizures was a mark of distinction for the Hmong. Then came the big one. November 1986, at age 4, Leah had a grand mal seizure. At the hospital, the doctors desperately tried all remedies to stop them. A 20-minute seizure is considered life-threatening. Leah's lasted 2 hours in spite of figuratively gallons of medicine. Eventually, they did stop, but because of the severity and the lack of an ICU for pediatrics in Merced, Leah was transferred to Fresno. This had been her 16th admission. Unfortunately, after the complicated process necessary to stop her seizures, Leah developed an infection in her blood which led to septic shock and the shutting down of her organs and a vegetative state. She was admitted a seventh time to the Merced Hospital, where the physicians felt that Leah would never recover. They were prepared for Leah to die. Her family made it clear that they were willing to take her home, which they did. 26 years later, all of it spent in a largely unresponsive condition, Leah died at age 30. This has been Philip Pearman in Amarillo for the Reader's Book Club. 10,000 words swarm around my